Morning, Bill. Everyone have their Christmas shopping done?
They didn't want my brother yet, have they?
We get caught up in this Christmas season. And what we tend to forget is what it's about. Christmas, for a lot of us, when we think about it, gifts, food, family, and those annoying Hallmark movies that are on like October 9th. We sometimes forget when we're asking for gifts because we fill out our list that it's not our birthday. I'm actually celebrating the birth of Christ. So when we get him for his birthday, so I was thinking about this a little bit. He's got a hard one shot for us. Think about it. Can't exactly get the snow that you've seen on TV. He probably like it. But what can we give Christ for his birthday? I thought about, well, just like anybody else, he's told us what he wants. He wants us to be disciples. He wants us to spread his word. And he wants us to love. So we tie that in with the readings that we heard today, and I think we got a pretty good idea of what we can give him for his birthday. We can get him a better version of ourselves. And when I thought about this, I thought this is great because it's a benefit to us as well as him. And isn't that what parents want for their kids? Is to be better based on what we've taught them? Based on the lessons that we have? Don't we like to see our children succeed? God is no different. So hear me out before we, you know, discuss the snuggy thing. Right? I'm completely off and we'll talk about something else. But a better version of ourselves, I think we can start with our hearts. Softening our hearts and turning our hearts towards God in a way that maybe we haven't been doing. Maybe there's a part of our heart that we need to work on. There's something we need to forgive. And it might be us. We might need to forgive ourselves for something that we did. Is there some transgression, something that we regret that we can fix to help turn our whole heart towards God? It doesn't matter what else we do if our heart is not focused on God. You can be the greatest theologian on earth. You can know more about God than anybody. You can fast year-round. You can live in poverty. But if your heart's not right, if it's not focused on God, you're behind the curve. Now, your heart doesn't have to be perfect if we have it turned where it needs to be. Once we've gotten that, or we're working on that, then we can work on our minds. When our heart is oriented correctly, then our minds can be easier for us to understand and apply the lessons that we hear in our readings and the lessons of our church all the time. We'll be able to defend our faith. We'll be able to talk with others. We'll be able to be the disciples that Christ is asking us to be. What he wants us to do, our gift to him. And then the last thing that we can work on is helping others do the same thing. Find someone who's having trouble, maybe in a relationship, because it's all about love, folks. They're having trouble with their relationship with God. Maybe they've lost their way. Is there one person you could help out? And they may actually be ahead of you in their path. They may be behind you, but that doesn't matter. It's helping them out, helps you out, helps God out. So we focus on our hearts. We orient them towards God. We focus on our minds.
so that we can hear, better understand, and apply the lessons of our faith, and that we help others along the way. Three things about us, then, that we can do as a gift to Jesus on his birthday. If we do this, I can't help but think that we can then turn to Jesus and tell him on his day, "Happy birthday. I have got a gift for a fascinating God."
Give Jesus that new gift early. Let's start by professing our faith in him. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. In the joyful hope of this Advent season, we are confident of our Father's love, mercy, and compassion. And so we bring our petitions before him.
That God work a greater conversion of mind and heart in all members of the Church, so that we may be better instruments of his love in the world, we sing to the Lord.
Thank you. us together is in your music issue, page 578, Christ the Lord. And we'll have an instrumental verse after verse 2. So we'll see verse 1, 2, instrumental 3, 4.
Thank you.
sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Be pleased, O Lord, with our humble prayers and offerings, since we have no merits to aid our cause. Come, we pray, to our rescue with the protection of your mercy, through Christ our Lord.